Wyrick I introduced you to.
I'm so pumped. So I keep telling everybody, I just need to own it, but the paperwork, the piece of paper doesn't come until June 19th. But all my coursework is done. I'm done.
He introduced me to Dr. Wyrick. He said you get all your requirements.
Just in case somebody wants to get all their panties in a wad and be
he
like,
said
Alex,
you get
June
all 19th. Your requirements. Yes. That you needed for your doctorate degree. So
I'm
she's Dr. Wyrick.
And I'm excited about it. And that day, y'all, I was such a turd. I had this hat made that said, call me Dr. Wyrick, and I straight did. Like, all day long. I've released it now. I'm not going to be annoying. Your glasses are cute. It's the first time I've stared into your beautiful eyes.
Aww. Did someone tell you to say that?
No.
No, because...
They're cute. They're kind of cat-eyed.
I was just telling my husband yesterday. I said, nobody... Because I've had them for a week now. And nobody said anything. So, you know how when no one says anything, like an outfit, something new, your hair,
no,
and nobody says anything, then you're like, oh, these must really suck. Because people will...
No, I like them better than your other ones. I like them.
All right. Well, good.
And I know my input's really important to you about your eyeglasses.
I thought these must really look horrible because no one has said anything. Like, if you can't say anything, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Cute.
So that's
Everybody
what I was saying.
How cute. And you can't tell, but like the top has a turquoise thing and it's pulling out all the blue in your eye.
Yeah.
It's cute. I have a couple things that have nothing to do with midwifery.
All right.
One, I'm a doctor. I rock. The second thing, I hope Chris is listening so he can turn red, but it's been like an ongoing joke, like, what's it going to be like to have sex with the doctor? So that exact day, it was like obligatory. You had to, right? And afterwards, he's like, I've never a doctor before. I'm like, you have now. So that's my first one. And then my second one, this one's not funny. Chris actually told me at dinner time, because he knows it ruffles my feather, like the whole feminist thing. Right? I get really PO'd about all the things. And there is a group of words that we throw out, like rule of thumb is this, rule of thumb is that. Do you know what the rule of thumb is?
Yeah. There was a John Wayne movie. He talked about it. You can beat your wife with a switch as long as it wasn't bigger than your thumb.
So stop saying rule of thumb. It's gross.
You didn't know that?
Ah, gross.
Tell me, did anyone see that movie with John Wayne? And he like takes a switch to her in the movie. Margaret, what's her name? Beautiful redhead.
See, I was born at the right time because they would have just killed me. Because no, you're not coming at me with a switch. No, no. I'd have been killed. There's no rule of thumb around.
You might have come at me with a switch, but don't freaking go to sleep. Because I will get you back.
We were born in the right time. So that's my second one, and here's my other one. This is so bad. And I'm feeling Jay Lynn-ish today because I don't know something about sex. Like, verbiage or Urban Dictionary lore or whatever.
Oh, no,
you
that means
call
I'm
it.
Probably really not going to know.
I'm shocked. Okay, so you don't know this about me probably, but I'm obsessed with decorations. I like Hobby Lobby. I like to decorate and have themes. So this summer's theme is pineapples, which I thought is cute. It's yellow. I love yellow. It's bright. My whole house is done. I'm talking like even the bathroom has pineapples in it. Everywhere.
I saw pictures. Yeah.
I post pictures on Facebook. Well, my porch has a giant pineapple planter that I was going to put a plant in it, and it's got pineapple door hangers, and it's really like pineapples threw up all over the house. Do you know what pineapples mean if you put them on your porch or your mailbox?
No.
It's an open invitation to swingers.
Huh.
So, I now have a Batman beacon on my porch at my house. For randoms to come, which would be cool, meet new people, but I'm stingy, and my man's hot, and I'm not trying to share. So this is not my forte. Like, no, I don't swing.
Oh, people don't know. I don't believe
Jay Lynn, everybody on Facebook started. They're like, are you sure you want that on your porch? You have pineapples. Tell me you don't have one on your mailbox. Private messaging me and my swinger, all this stuff. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm not. I really enjoy monogamy and not sharing. So No.
Well, who makes up that that's what it means?
I don't know. And who decides? If you go to the grocery store and you put a pineapple upside down in your cart, you're shopping for another couple.
What?
Yes. I looked it up because I didn't believe it too. And there's a house like four doors down from us that has a statue of a pineapple that sits on top of their mailbox. And now I know.
Who?
And they're one of my neighbors, like four doors down. And now they're going to think, no. And I'm not taking it down because my porch looks hella cute.
It is pretty cute.
Damn.
Yeah. She even has a Christmas tree, little Christmas tree with pineapples all over it.
Yeah. Have to. But I'm not a swinger, y'all, so don't come knocking on my door. You can come knock on my door, but I'm not having sex with you.
But she'll talk to you about it. Tell me about your experiences and how did it work?
I'm like, all about it. I'm really intrigued. I love to hear alternatives, but it's not for me. But you do you.
I would be totally that people. Annoying piece. So how does this work? Do you use protection? Are you guys all in a room together? Or do you switch off and go to separate rooms?
I think there's all kinds of rules set, and it's really like...
Yeah. Is there a boundary so no one gets feelings hurt?
Boundaries.
How does that happen? Do you not get feelings hurt? That would be me.
I'd
be like an investigation. Totally not cute. But I want to know. I do want to know the details.
Yeah, so now I just sit here being like, I have pineapples on my porch.
That's hysterical.
Of course it would be me. Jeez Louise and Brad. We digress.
A lot of you guys learned new things today. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Leanne. Hi, Billy. You're so great.
Hi, Mom.
All the time. Jennifer, thank you for showing up every week.
Hi, Shelby. I cried when I graduated.
Shelby and Shelby. I know you did. I was crying,
emotional.
Too.
Because he said my name. It was the first time I'd heard my name with it. Dr. Andy Weirich. And I think I did this, and I was like...
When he started that whole lead-in, and this is Andy Weirich, blah, blah, blah. And he started this whole lead-in about all of her accomplishments. I'm like, oh, I'm getting choked up here. He's about to call her Dr. Weirich.
It was emotional. I had a butthole puffing moment where I was like...
And you knew it was coming.
It was coming, but still I hadn't heard.
I didn't know it was coming.
I hadn't heard my name. It's like when you get married and they say, I now introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. such and such. And it's like the first time it rang in your ears.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. It was pretty and it was emotional. It was great. And I'm very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too.
Thank you. And look what she did. I got balloons and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
My total love language.
Actually, Ted went and got this made.
Ted!
He did. I said, let's get a little banner. And I was thinking, one of those little banners like this.
Like Party City. Congrats.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking we were going to get. And I came
home.
You're
the man in the relationship.
And I came home and he got this. I'm like, wow, it's beautiful. And he was so proud of himself. And I'm proud of him too. But he put our logo in there with the leaves.
He did good. No idea it was Ted. Now I have to hug him. So sweet. He did make Evelyn rub his feet.
Oh,
we were laughing so hard last night in bed.
Let me tell you about that. So we have family dinner every Sunday. And then my husband, y'all, he's sweet, but he is, a lot of you are too young to know this. He's the Noid. So Domino's used to have this commercial way back.
Noid with the red.
Yeah. So he's the Noid in our family, right? He can be just so annoying and he likes to pick at people. And so I've been calling him the Noid since that commercial came out. So I showed Evelyn the picture. We showed her all the commercials for the Noid. And so now she calls her grandpa the Noid too. So they got in a big debate over dinner and she challenged him to keep his mouth shut, to not annoy anyone. And he's like, for how long? She goes, until tomorrow morning. And then they went on to discuss who won what. She would get money and she would have to rub his feet if he lost. If he won, then she would have to rub his feet. Well, so he commits to it. Like, he has shut his mouth. He's not paying attention to her anymore. And now she's bored. She's like, she goes outside, she comes in, and then she gets a towel from the kitchen and she waves a white flag and says, okay, I give up. You win. Please annoy me.
So she had to rub his feet.
So she had to rub his feet. Nope.
Oh. He had no shame in his game, too. He took a picture of the whole foot. Poor Evelyn.
And then they decided to switch it, and she was going to be quiet until the next morning. And I'm like, girl, you can't do that. I can too. I'm going to be quiet till the next morning. So they make the parameters of their bet. Y'all, she didn't last 30 seconds. All he did was, so you're going to make it to the morning, right? And she said, yes, I am.
Lost.
Lost.
Oh, that was a trick. Mean.
So, anyways, they were having fun with it.
So let's talk about postpartum.
We're going to talk about postpartum today.
And it'll be pretty quick because it's simple and really makes sense, right?
Yeah, we're talking about the, definitely learn new things today. We are talking about the immediate postpartum period, things that we do. Yeah. I'm going to watch lots of information every time. I had no idea about the swinging. Ha ha.
So, yeah, those are our herbs, Jen and Mace. When this is the way we do it, everybody does it a little bit different, and that's okay. But we always do it in a way that reflects what the most recent evidence says, and really what has been done for all of time, yeah. Right? Until we went in and mucked it all up. So we'll just kind of walk you through what it looks like to have a baby with us, and then as soon as baby comes.
Well, start it from the baby coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So as soon as the baby's born, first thing we do?
Nothing.
Nothing. Baby goes right on mom's skin. It's such a beautiful time just to let families bond. And we like to be really quiet in the room because we want your baby to hear your voice. Yes. And you be that voice that they're hearing to, that they're responding to, not the room. Who cares what we say? We want them to hear you. So it's a really beautiful time just to sit in peace with your baby. And of course, we're not cutting the cord.
Of course not. And it's typical for that time, if you've ever had a baby before, that's exciting. Normally it's really loud, bright lights, boisterous, camera flashes. A lot's happening all at once, and that's the time where you really don't want anything to be happening. It's coined the golden hour, and the golden hour, that's a term used in all kinds of things, but specifically in birth, it talks about the precious time right after a baby's born where so much matters. Bonding is established. Transitioning baby is established. Everything that happens or doesn't happen is really important in that golden hour. And on the little graphic I made, I actually put hours.
Yeah.
Because yes, it's the golden hour, but sometimes that leads over to a few hours. Because it's so important. So like Jalen said, skin to skin right away. Baby's trying to navigate what it's like going from inside to outside. And that's a stark difference. We're warm. We're in water. We hear our mom's heartbeat. We're all tight.
And everything's muted, right?
Yeah.
Everything's muted. So having that really quiet space allows them to ease into this world instead of,
exactly. Hello? And that's why I like water birth. It's just, you know, we've gone from being all tight and closed in water. Well, now we're a little bit more open, but we're still in water and it's warm and it's just a nice transition. And then from water to the warmth of mama's chest.
Right.
And skin to skin is beneficial for so many reasons.
Right. It's going to benefit. It's going to help regulate your heart rate, your temperature, your respiration. So it's super important. And there's research studies out there that show us that it does matter how the baby comes into the world.
It does.
Whether they're coming into that love and peaceful environment. And this doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your family looks like. It matters how you're brought into that world and that peace and loving and calm environment. And already you're meeting those needs of that baby of safety and security and love in that moment. Mm-hmm. So it makes a difference.
Right. And we're not mucking around with the baby. I mean, we may wipe their face if need be, but other than that, they're just going to be with the mom. We're going to be hands off.
Yeah.
Are we doing all the things we need to do to make sure everybody's okay? Yes. But most of that is with our eyes, mm-hmm. which is quiet and non-invasive.
Right.
We're going to take vitals, but that's not super important right away. We don't need to get in there in 30 seconds and get those vitals. We can see when things are well, and we're going to do it, but it's going to be in a really non-obtrusive way,
yep.
where we're not interfering with what's happening with the baby.
And not only that, when we say with the eyes, we can see your baby's breathing and we can count those respirations right then and there. Mm-hmm. And we can tell if it's labored or if it's perfect. We don't have to put a stethoscope to listen to the heart. We can feel the cord. Yeah. Right? So we can get temperature without ever touching. So we can do all of those things. But really, if your baby looks great, there's no need to get in there and jump and touch that baby at all.
Absolutely.
Just everything's going good. Yeah. Leave the baby alone. Let mom and dad touch the baby.
Typically, our moms are in water.
Yeah.
So they're in the warmth of the water. So we're not needing to wipe things off and dry things up. I mean, we may put a towel over it or a blanket over and keep putting the warm water on the towel so the baby's temperature's fine. But if we're skin to skin,
and the room's nice. Warm. We usually, if there's fans on, we turn that off.
Yeah. So. The next step after doing nothing is probably about time for the placenta to come. That's about 15, 30 minutes after the baby, typically.
It's average, yeah. Sometimes it can be up to an hour, and we're totally okay with that. So we're not too worried about it. Mm-hmm. If it's going a long time, though, we don't want to stay in the water with the baby for an hour. Mm-hmm. So typically, if it's going a long time, we'll get you out of the tub and into bed. But if not, the placenta releases. That's when we typically cut the cord, because when it's releasing, it's not pulsing anymore.
And we'll wait for the cord, and that's not even a rush. If they're,
yeah.
If we want to wait, you can leave the cord attached for hours. Some people do it for days. It doesn't matter. It's really whatever the family wants. And it'll go from being that really purple, juicy cord that has the wraparound artery. It's really pretty if you've never seen an image of it. And it'll go, flaccid's an ugly word, but that's the only word.
It goes flat and white.
White and just kind of floppy and cold.
Yeah.
It's not warm and juicy anymore. And when it's like that, there's no blood left. It's just there. Mm-hmm. And we're real grateful for all the work it did.
Mm-hmm. And typically we have the family cut the cord. So we'll double clamp and they'll cut the cord. And we use, and a lot of midwives do, but a lot of midwives don't. We use like these little tiny rubber bands. They used to have Umbi rings. But I don't know when they're coming back. But they're really tiny little rubber bands. So cool, because you put those on, you don't have to clip them off in a couple of days like the clamps, and they don't rub and get caught in diapers and shirts and stuff like that.
Well, it's not a hard, cold piece of plastic up against your baby's skin. It's just, it's like a hairband. It's a little soft rubber band.
It's all tight.
I like it.
And it's sterile, so love that. So your baby can do the breast crawl and not have this big plastic thing on their tummy. Which I love.
And the breast crawl is beautiful. We always try to initiate breastfeeding with the breast crawl. It is so beneficial. I'll talk to you about why it's beneficial for mom, and I like the way you explain how it's beneficial for baby. But for mom, and I think most of the times we don't realize this, but you and I very rarely ever, because nobody's favorite, go in and really like try to massage that uterus after birth. It's uncomfortable. Your uterus is tender and tired. And nobody wants a Swedish massage on their uterus right then. But when we put baby skin to skin, and usually their heads up here kind of bobbing around, their legs tend to be right there exactly where the uterus is, because we were created perfectly to be a dyad. And they massage with their little feet on your uterus. And most of the time we don't even realize they're doing it. But that is part of the creation and part of their design and their role is to massage that uterus, because that's going to help the uterus clamp down and for you to have less bleeding.
Yeah. The only time we do massage the uterus, we'll feel it after you have the baby to make sure that it's nice and firm and behaving. But that's not the same as massaging it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I feel a lot of clots up there, I'll try and squeeze them out. And that's not fun. But it's less fun to cramp later.
Cramping.
Yeah, sure. Later to get them out. But typically we're not doing a huge fundal massage like they do in the hospital every 15 minutes.
No.
Because it's not going to make it harder. Usually we have you guys feel your tummy. This is what your uterus feels like. This is what it's supposed to feel like. Can you check it for us? Mm-hmm. And then no one has to harass your poor little uterus. What's good about the baby in the breast crawl, though, is it helps the fetal development. So that bobbing of the head, that moving of the body helps all those brain connections, all those synapses connect from one to the other with the other. So you're creating a brilliant baby by just letting them do the breast crawl, just letting them figure it out and look for it.
And they find it.
And you have to give them some time. Sometimes we get a little
and we try to grab
parents.
And try to help them.
Yeah, sometimes we're anxious as parents. We want to help them succeed. But they're going to succeed. We just have to let them do it.
They're so smart. And it's really cute.
It is really adorable. Some babies are more aggressive than others. Have you noticed?
Yes. And I think they're proud of themselves when they find it. They know they did a good job. And their midwife's so happy. We really like to see that within the golden hour. I like to see a baby try, you know, at least latch and get on the nipple within an hour.
Yeah, I agree.
And most of them do.
Yeah.
If it's been an hour, every now and again, I will go see, like, what's happening. Are they asleep? Are they trying? What are we doing? And try to get them to the breast if it's been an hour.
Yeah. You really want them breast no later than 2 hours, I think. Because, you know, before they were getting nourished 24/7 through the umbilical cord, right? And now they're not. So they can have a little bit of a glucose drop if it goes too long. So that's really why by 2 hours you want them to get at least a swallow of colostrum.
Mm-hmm. And almost all babies do.
Yeah.
They really do.
They do really great. They're brilliant.
By then, usually you have to pee.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so about an hour and a half to 2 hours after you have your baby, your bladder's really full, and we want you to go to the bathroom, and we do an herbal bath. And you do really have to be able to get up and walk to the bathroom. Like, if you're so weak you can't walk to the bathroom, then that's not healthy. Mm-hmm. You should be able to do that.
So that's a test.
Yeah, yes. It is a little bit of test. And sometimes we get a little bit of woozy. We've had this big fluid change, and that's normal. But if you've got ringing in your ears and you cannot take a few steps and your blood pressure is not good, then that's not normal. We don't see that often, but those are what we're looking for.
We skipped something. I want to rewind. Can I do a rewind?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, whenever you birth your placenta, we have typically also looked at your bottom. Because a lot of people don't know midwives do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we want to make sure that everything stayed intact, that your tissues are nice and happy, and there aren't any little tears. If there happen to be tears that don't marry well, and by marry I mean, because the vaginal tissue loves itself. So as long as it's approximated and it's small and it's not bleeding, it will find itself like a magnet and marry and heal beautifully. But if it's a little wonkier, we have a dangle, you know, we're going to help fix that. Dangle. We will numb it, of course, and sew it.
That's an official term.
Dangle. That's in the Barney's midwifery book.
It is not.
It's not. So we'll do that. And while you're still bonding with your baby, we're never going to take the baby away.
Yeah.
Baby stays skin to skin with you or skin to skin with the partner.
Yeah. And we were just, most of the time you don't need a repair at all. And we were just looking at our statistics this week, and I was really surprised to see 17% of our clients who have any kind of laceration need a repair. That's really low. That means it's just barely
And I think it's only like 20-something percent have any kind of laceration, and then it's only 17% of them that need a repair.
Oh, I'd have to go back and look. I don't remember that. But, you don't have to repair very often. And the research totally supports not repairing. When you look at people like with second-degree lacerations, as long as it's approximating, coming together evenly, then you're going to heal really nice. And there's no difference between if you have it repaired or if you don't. The tissue heals just as well either way. The only difference, the research did come back and say people have stitches complain of more discomfort. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything loves vaginal tissue. That's my saying. Even itself.
Yeah.
We're so cool. So now let's go back. Fast forward.
Okay. So go to the bathroom. You need to eat a meal there, too, somewhere. We want you to eat a protein meal. And then we do this herbal bath. Our Sit and Relax, which is my own special blend. Looked it up. Do you guys want me to read it?
Yeah, tell them some of the stuff in it.
All right. Where's my ingredient list? You think I could remember it, but I don't. Where's it at?
You keep looking. It's chocked full of things that are anti-astringent, anti-inflammatory, lots of healing properties, things like garlic and salt and comfrey and it's on the front.
Oh, it's on the front. No wonder. Comfrey leaf. I know, because he made the labels for me. Comfrey leaf, thyme leaf. I can never say that word. Calendula
flower,
shepherd's purse, love shepherd's purse, yarrow herb, rosemary leaf, uva ursi leaf.
And y'all, it smells divine.
It does.
It really does make you feel worthy. You just did something super huge. The herbal bath is one of my favorite things, and I always feel bad when people decide they don't want one. They're tired or they want to wait till the next day, because it's such an honor for me to serve somebody in that way. And I like to set it up with fake candles and make it really romantic. It's so pretty. The baby loves it. They like to float. It feels like, oh yeah, I know this. It's like back to home again. And then to get you out with warm, you know, towels straight from the dryer and to dry you off and just treat you the way you deserve to be treated. It's one of my favorite things.
And what's really benefits are it helps that tissue, the vaginal tissue, heal nicer, takes all that swelling down if you have any. It's also really great for the baby's umbilical cord. Typically, that cord looks almost dried up in 24 hours. And most of our clients, I think it drops off within 3 or 4 days mm-hmm. at the most. So it's really nice because it dries out that cord.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Because, you know, for a while people were doing like alcohol and all these things. We don't want to do that. We want to use things that are nice and soft and gentle. Because mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be bathing a baby. This is really not a bath. They hear that herbal bath. It's really not a bath
for the
baby.
It's just a little soak.
Yeah, it's just a romantic soak.
It's a little soak. Yeah.
And in between that time, we are still checking vital signs for mom and baby. But like I said, non-invasive. We're not going to interrupt breastfeeding to get a blood pressure.
Yeah, and we'd like to see the babies breastfeed at least twice in that 4 hours. Because usually we're going home between 3 and 4 hours. So baby breastfeeds sometime in that first hour and then after the bath again.
Mm-hmm. This happens very rarely, but I'm just going to comment on it because I feel like this goes beyond that initial first few hours. It goes for me for at least a week. But I've seen a couple of our clients that they just carry the superwoman badge and they want to get up and walk around the house and do all this stuff even within that first little bit, or they even want to go into the living room. No. You have to rest. Your body just worked really hard and it's important to let it be.
And not only that, we don't really take postpartum period that seriously here in the United States. In traditional care, you have your baby, you go home from the hospital, and you see your doctor 6 weeks later. And there's no real care for you in that 6 weeks. There are more issues that happen in that 6 weeks than there is in birth. That's when women don't do well. That's when the most deaths occur for mm-hmm. women is postpartum. So that period's important. We want you to stay in bed. We want you to be treated like the queen that you are. You've done this great thing. And even though you're feeling good because you didn't have any medications, right? And you're feeling really proud and pumped up about yourself, you want to let your body heal. You've got a big wound inside of your uterus that needs to heal. And you need to stay down and in bed and just love on your baby skin to skin. Research shows when we stay skin to skin with our babies as much as possible, we have less postpartum depression. We're healing actually faster. The bleeding is less. Y'all.
We're allowing the hormones to flow. So that beautiful hormone, oxytocin, it's multifaceted, right? So yes, it's the love hormone that's going to make you fall in love with your baby. It's going to help you breastfeeding. But it's also helping your bleeding. It's helping postpartum depression. It's everything. And smelling the top of your baby's head.
Yeah, y'all.
It's all important and all meant to be. Mm-hmm. Moral of the story, don't mess with anything.
Don't mess with anything. Stay in bed. Smell your baby. Stay down. Let your body heal. There's no reason. Get up. Go to the bathroom. Somebody feeds you. You feed your baby.
That's it.
That's it. You can take a bath each day.
Yeah.
In your herbal bath.
Mm-hmm. In the herbal bath, we like to do it twice a day. And there's enough in there, our clients, to make, I call them pad-sicles. So if you don't want to be bathing several times in the day, you can just put a pad right to your bottom that's soaked in those herbs, and it works just the same.
Yeah.
Really nice and comforting.
All right. Yeah. That's postpartum.
Postpartum.
Immediate right? Postpartum. Easy peasy. And then we come out to see you again. We call you within 24 hours, and then we come out to see you at 48 to 72 hours again.